Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. With this conclusion, David begins Psalm 32. The man speaks from personal experience, and we do well to listen closely. For there isn't a one of us who isn't guilty of things we know the holy God must condemn as sin, things we'd just as soon sweep under the rug, cover up, and forget about. And that's what David did at first. His experience told him that this was a mistake, a bad mistake. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. David's inner turmoil grew worse and worse, until God intervened and led the king to realize that when we try to ignore our sin, that's a cover-up. But when we turn to God in sincere sorrow and depend on his forgiveness, then our sin is really covered, as in debt paid, as in Christ crucified.